service, 7:30 p.m. Prayer, Monday through Friday, 9 o'clock to 10 o'clock a.m. Thank you for listening to Johnson Temple, Church of God in Christ.
Tell somebody, say, you stand.
This is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
Welcome to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where the Word of God will continuously go forth and the Spirit of God will freely move as the love of God is unconditionally shown. And now, Pastor Robert C. Lee.
Amen. Giving our praises to the Holy Father, which is in heaven, and to his daughter, Son Jesus, who died out on Mount Calvary so that we all may have a right to the tree of life. And to that blessed Holy Spirit, which abides in us and comfort us and teaches us in all manners spiritually. Amen. Praise God. Truly, today is a blessed day because this is the day that the Lord has made. And as the songwriter said, I will rejoice in it and I will be glad in it. Amen. And as I do that, I will continuously give God praise because he's doing things that he didn't have to do. I don't know about you all, but I can truly say that I am a blessed man. Amen. Because God has done so many things for me and he's still doing things for me. That's why I choose to give him the glory. How many of you feel like praising the Lord along with me? How many of you feel like giving God some glory along with me? How many of you just want to say thank you for being who you are? Thank you for your love. Thank you for your kindness. Thank you for your mercy. And thank you for your grace. Amen. This is yours truly, Pastor Robert C. Lee of New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, located 1623 McHenry. That's MCENERY Avenue in here in Alexandria, Louisiana, coming to you live at KLAX 88.1. Radio. Amen. 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 And amen. Oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you right now. Once more and again, we just want to say thank you. And at the same time, oh, Heavenly Father, we come, we give you praise, we give you honor, and we give you glory. Oh, Father God, we pray that you would continuously have mercy upon us. Oh, Father God, because we are standing in the need, and the need that we have is only you can fulfill those needs. And Father God, we come leaning and depending upon you, amen, trusting and believing, oh, for Heavenly Father, for we remember in your word, it said that if when we pray and whatever we ask of you, if we just have as much faith and just truly believe, it shall come to pass. And, oh, Heavenly Father, we come to you today standing on your word so for you to fulfill the promises that are in your word. Father God, we may not be worthy. We may not be doing all that we should be doing. But at the same time, we just want to say, forgive us, oh, Lord, of all of our sins and omissions, whether they be of omission or commission. Oh, Heavenly Father, forgive us as we forgive those who have sinned and trespassed against us. Father God, we come praying for the land, asking that you bring about a healing all throughout the land. We come praying for the hearts of man, asking that you bring a change in them, oh, Heavenly Father, so that they would turn to you. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray for the sick and the shut in. We pray for the people that's behind the prison walls. We pray for the lawyers, the judges. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray for the children in the schoolhouses. We pray for the teachers and the principals, the policemen and the firemen, lifting them all up unto you, oh, Heavenly Father, just saying, touch them right now. Oh, Father God, no matter what their job may be, we pray for them. We pray for the people that are at work, and we pray for the people that are still laying in their beds, lifting them all up unto you, O Heavenly Father, asking that you perform in their life according to your perfect will for them. Oh, Father God, we thank you once more and again, and in the mighty name of Jesus, we pray and ask all these blessings and more. Amen, amen, and amen, amen. Truly, today is a blessed day, as I have said before. Praise God, praise God, praise God. Amen. Now, I would like to share with you a quick word. Amen. And the word comes from in Ephesians chapter 6. It tells us, that 11th verse tells us to put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. Amen. And let me say that again. It say, put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand the wiles of the devil. For remember, the devil's job is to steal, kill, and destroy. The devil don't want you to have no peace. The devil don't want you to have no joy. The devil don't want you to serve the Lord. The devil don't want you to live your best life. Amen. In fact, he tried to deceive you that when you are living according to the way that the world is, that you are living your best life. Well, I stopped by to let you know today, my brothers and sisters, that there is a better way of life. And that life comes from you living a lifestyle that's pleasing in the eyes sight of God. So I just want to say to you today, my brothers and sisters, it's time for us to power up. Now, remember, well, you know, when you play your little games on the phone, and you know how the children play games on PlayStation. They as they play in the game, they reach certain points and they get certain attributes that gives them the ability to power up. And when they power up, it gives them extra strength and extra power so that they can get to the next level. Amen. So they're powering up so that they can get to the next level. I want to make sure you hear me now. I say they are powering up so that they can get to the next level. Well, I want to ask you today, my brothers and sisters, how are you powering up so that you can get to the next level? You see, I come to realize that God's word is all about growth. Amen. And as the more you study his word, the more that you serve him, the more that you fellowship with others, you should be growing. Amen. You should not be stuck in the same position that you're always in. You see, sometimes people feel like once they come to Christ, that's it. They did what they need to do, and now they have given their life to the Lord. And then there are some people that feel like long as they go to church, everything is all right. Some people feel like as long as they are fellowshipping with others, everything is all right. Well, I stopped by to let you know that there is another step. And that step includes that process of growth, which is a process of life. Because as we all know that there are, if we do not do the best that we can to achieve goals, whether they be of short-term goals or long-term goals, we never will really truly be successful in life. So the question is, what type of goal are you setting in serving the Lord? You see, I'm going to use an analogy. An analogy that I would like to use refers to me. I remember there was a time in my giving, you know, I was giving, and I consider I was giving the best that I could. But I started having a conversation with the Lord and said that I wanted to give more. But in order for me to give more, that means some situations had to change in my life. Either some bills had to get paid off, or either I had to get a better paying job or whatever it was. But see, for the fact that I just wanted to give more to the Lord, God made a way where I was able to start giving more. And even up until this day and time, he's still blessing me where I'm still able to do more. You all heard it said that no matter how much you give, no matter how much you give, you will never be able to be God's giving. Amen. Because as long as you're doing the best that you can for the Lord, then you will always receive the best that God has for you. Remember that phrase which says, what God has for you, it is for you. Let me say that again. What God has for you, it is for you. But if you're not doing the best that you can to power up, you will not be able to receive all that God has for you. You see, I want everything that God has for me. That's why I'm doing the best that I can to power up. Amen. You see, my brothers and sisters, in empowering up, one of the things that I could do is by put on the whole armor of the Lord. You see, I'm ready. I have to remind myself that I'm ready for this day, because each and every day that I wake up, I have to make a daily reprieve, and that daily reprieve is to make a decision whether I'm going to live inside of God's will or live inside of self-will. For we all know the Bible encourages us to do what? Deny ourselves. Amen. So if I choose to live inside of God's will, I have to say, Lord, I am equipped. I am empowered. I have on my armor. Amen. I have my shoes of peace. Amen. Because I choose to walk in your peace. Amen. I choose to walk the way that you want me to walk. You see, remember the Bible tells us to be ye holy because what? I am holy. Praise God Almighty. You see, and I'm not going to get upset about anything. I made up my mind that I'm not going to get upset about anything. I'm not going to let people steal my joy. I'm not going to fight battles that aren't between me and my destiny. Amen. Because I have on my shoes of peace. And I have my helmet of salvation. And when I have my helmet of salvation on, I know I am forgiven of all of my sins. Let me say that again. I know I am forgiven of all of my sins. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. You see, I know I am redeemed when I have my helmet of salvation on. Amen. I know I am approved by the Almighty God because God is my focus. Amen. Remember, the Bible encourages us to meditate on him day in and day out. Amen. Meditate on him night and day. And when I'm meditating on him, that means my mind is focused on the Lord. And as long as my mind is focused on the Lord, then I'm going to do the best that I can to do everything that when everything that I do it pleasing in the eyesight of the Lord, because I choose to follow the parole map that he has laid out. I choose to be like Jesus and take upon a mind like Jesus. Praise God Almighty. You see, my brothers and sisters, we all have been handpicked by the creator of the universe. Amen. I have my shield of faith. Because I have my shield of faith, that means I'm expecting great things. Because the Bible encourages us to walk by faith and what? Not by sight. Amen. And I'm expecting, I speak of things as though they are, even though they are not. Because I realize it's not what it looks like, because God has the final say so. So I'm walking by faith and I'm holding up my shield of faith, because I'm standing on the word of God, and I'm expecting him to fulfill the promises that are in his word, because God is, oh yes, he is. He is just that kind of God. That's why I choose to give him praise today. Amen. Praise God Almighty. Praise God Almighty. I have my sword of the Spirit. I'm speaking of God's word. For you heard it said in his word that his word is like a double-edged blade. Amen. Because his word is the truth. Don't get offended when someone is speaking the truth. Because sometimes we need to take a look at ourselves. And sometimes it comes through man telling us about ourselves. Amen. You see, I know every enemy is under my feet because I've been armed with strength for this battle. And that's why I choose to put on the armor of the Lord so that I can power up. So that I can power up. So what are you doing to power up?
Thank you for tuning in today to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, where everybody is somebody. To correspond with this ministry, make checks or money orders payable to the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church, or NPMBC, 1623 McHenry Avenue, Alexandria, Louisiana, 71301. You may reach the church at 318-416-2130. Be sure to tune in next week for the New Pilgrim Missionary Baptist Church with Pastor Robert C. Lee.
KAYT KQJOFM is not just our name. It's our way of doing business. We're here to help you 7 days a week, 24 hours a day, 365 calendar days per year. And ask about our new business special, 318-484-2500 or 1-877-464-2500. We have unbeatable rates with bonuses and interviews just for your business. Nonprofit means you can get your money right back during tax season. 70,000 watts makes us five cities strong all day long. The very best of gospel, Zydeco, blues, and R&B. We are KAYT KQJO, your real love station.
Say goodbye for now. We'll have our second time around. But before we go, there's something I'd like to say. Everything's not what it seems. There's a stronger force behind the scenes. He's in our lives every day. He's right there when we call. In Him is where our strength lies. I lift my eyes beyond the skies. Only He can save my life, and only He can hear my cry. I wanna thank you, God, for giving me one more chance to raise my voice and to sing your praise. I sing it out loud. Sing it all day. This song is my prayer. I give to only you. It can't compare to the gift from you. He gave us His love. He gave us His Son.
Jesus.
Oh, yeah. Jesus. I know there's some who don't believe. Sometimes it's very hard to see. Oh, we live this old life every day. Some things don't go your way. But to be without is not His will. No, His cattle on a thousand hills, and they're all yours. Claim, claim them in His home.
You're the God of earth and sky, as we offer you this praise, Lord.
Let your glory fill the room. Let your glory fill the room. Let your glory. Oh Lord, all I want, Lord, is more of you, more of you, more of you. Say, more of you, more of you, more of you. Jesus, I pray. It's not for wealth or fame, Jesus. Not for wealth or fame, but to know you more, know you more. Oh Lord, yes, you're lucky. Now let me tell you something. Anointing makes the difference. There was a woman in the Bible whose daughter was grievously vexed with the devil. She left her country and began to seek Jesus. And when she sought him and called on him, he answered her not a word. What do you do when you've run out of options? And in a last attempt, with the last ounce of strength you have left, you call on God and he says nothing at all. And finally, when he does speak, he says, I'm only sent to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. The woman said, you're not getting off that easy. A few moments later, he said, it's not me to give the children's bread to the dog. She said, I may be a dog, but even the dogs can eat the crumbs that fall from the master's table. Finally, she put all protocol out of the way. She stopped worrying about what anybody thought or what anybody said. And she just hollered out and said, Lord, help me. When you get in trouble, you don't have time to go through ceremonial routine. You got to open your mouth and holler, help me. I don't know whether it's legal or not legal. I don't know whether it's protocol or not protocol. I don't know whether I'm in order or out of order. But all I know is that God. Tell you tonight, if you need help, I dare you to call on God, for he is. I said he is.
Sometimes. I thought about you. Sometimes. When my life became a plight. When it was dark, empty, and often cold. Yeah, I thought about your light. I thought about you. Sometimes. As I acted out the fool, I knew you taught me better than what the world considered cool. Yeah, I thought about you sometimes. While I hurt the ones that cared, I knew I disappointed you, but I was too blind to be scared. I thought about you sometimes. With each lie that rolled from my lips, you knew, but you just let me go on just to see how far I'd slip. I thought about you sometimes. Following so-called friends to hell, tripping on every temptation, yet you caught me whenever I fell. I thought about you sometimes. When all my plots blew up in my face, you always knew that it happened, yet still you offered me grace. I thought about you sometimes. As I sat in the rear of your dwelling, I heard you call me out more than once. Inside, I felt your presence swelling. I thought about you sometimes, while I opened every door, not knowing you were the solution that I was constantly searching for. I thought about you more times, as with age I sought your peace, opened my eyes, mind, and heart to you. I felt my spirit increase. I thought about you most times.